Hi, good morning to all brothers and sisters in the Dharma. So today is a fifth day, a very auspicious day. It also coincides with our country's national day, Merdeka Day, 31st August 2022, Wednesday. We will be doing the taking of the Bodhisattva vow today. Because some are leaving early. They are leaving around 9:30, some may be later, but whatever it is, we have more than enough time. So we will not have the morning mindfulness exercise. Instead, we straight away will conduct this very auspicious and very meaningful taking of the Bodhisattva vow. So taking of the vow to be a Bodhisattva is a very rare opportunity. When you have the condition, you can do it. The field of merit is immeasurable, limitless. Later, I will explain a bit and how to do it and all this thing. But before that, I think we will have to do our morning puja. The morning puja will be a modified one, simple. Okay, let us prepare ourselves, develop the faith, the saddha, virya, and mindfully we shall commence the simple puja chanting. Namo Virochana Buddha. Namo Virochana Buddha. Namo Virochana Buddha. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Namo Namo Amitabha. Namo Amitabha. Namo Bhusen Bhusa. Namo Bhusen Bhusa. Namo Bhusen Bhusa. Namo Vinsu Bhusa. Namo Vinsu Bhusa. Namo Vinsu Bhusa. Namo Dizang Wang Bhusa. Namo Dizang Wang Bhusa. Namo Dizang Wang Bhusa. Namo Yao Si Po. Namo Yao Si Po. Namo Yao Si Po. Namo Chun Ti Bhusa. Namo Chun Ti Bhusa. Namo Chun Ti Bhusa. Namo Pho Bhusa. Namo Pho Bhusa. Namo Pho Bhusa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Suakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghaṃ Namāmi. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. เดินทีละมีสามทางสารนางกัจฉามิทัตติยัมปิธัมมะสารนังกัจฉามิตติยัมปิสังฆังสารนังกัจฉามิปานาติปาตาเวรมะนีสิกขาปะฏิสมาทิยามิอาทินาทานาเวรมะนีสิกขาปะฏิสมาทิยามิกามิสุมิจฉาจารเวรมะนีสิกขาปะฏิสมาทิยามิมุสาวาทาเวรมะนีสิกขาปะฏิสมาทิยามิสุราเมรัยมัจจาปมาทัตตานะเวรมะนีสิกขาปะฏิสมาทิยามิสาธุสาธุสาธุ Okay, let us pay respect to Pajama, Buddham Pajama. Dhammam Pajama. Sangham Pajama.Okay, you all can sit down. For those who don't have the Bodhisattva vow card, yellow card, you can get it from me. Huh? So before we take this vow, I will read to you some of the important understanding. Huh?For those who have taken, it's a renewal, no problem. But this vow has to be sincerely and with full faith and understanding. Yeah? You make aspiration, then you vow. Unless you do it sincerely with the faith and the understanding and determining to persevere, to develop,the causes and conditions for all this to happen. Chances are you will not succeed. But if you do it with faith, with sincerity and understanding, then you persevere. You don't have to worry. You only need this treating. Sincerity, faith, and diligence or perseverance.Because without sincerity, without the faith, very difficult to go this way. Then whatever happens, don't worry. Persevere. Just do. Just do. Then when it happens, you will understand. Okay, I will read to you this part. Page 96, the second paragraph. I just...read through so that hopefully you can develop the understanding. Unless we generate the four basic great vows of a bodhisattva, we should not consider ourselves Mahayana practitioners or cultivators of the way who walk the path of Dhamma to become Sama Sambuddhahood. The Zen practice is basically Dhamma cultivation. When we cultivate in the spirit of the Bodhi mind to fulfill the four great vows via Zen meditation, it is no different from normal Dhamma practice where we also establish a goal and a direction. We walk towards this goal according to our own pace. So you don't worry, yeah? You go according to your own pace. And we walk on this path towards our destiny. That's why you must persevere.Guided on the path by renunciation and wisdom, we will have the wisdom to help others. We have talked about the Four Noble Truths, the three marks of existence, the Bodhi mind and the four great vows, and we have learned how to sit in silent illumination. This one, silent illumination, is as taught by Sanyan Pastor, the late Sanyan Pastor of Mahusan.He's illumination means awareness. If you are silent without illumination, that is not the meditative mind. But here, illumination doesn't mean light, understand not. So I will just briefly, maybe read to the other part, page 87, last paragraph. I always say meditate with a silent mind with clear awareness within. Then Sun Yan Fa Si also knew that the silent without illumination is samatha meditation. Later I will read to you, then you will understand. Illumination is awareness. You must have the ability to be silent with a free mind. With full awareness in the midst of your daily life. And that type of samadhi is the real one, not the one that sits like a statue and has no illumination. Illumination doesn't mean see light. It means clarity and awareness within. It can live light. It can understand things, and it can awaken to the truth. The mind is not in absorption, not in one-pointedness concentration. Then there is another part which he talked about, the Bodhi mind, which was what we want you all to develop, the understanding. But I didn't expect this topic to come so fast. At first, I thought I would teach you all stage by stage, initially maybe, just to let you understand the importance of planting the seed of Bodhi to develop the Bodhi resolve, to walk this way. Then only I will slowly teach you all the other things. But then this book came in the nick of time. When I read it last night, I was full of joy. Because that part on the Bodhi mind is very beautiful. The stages of Bodhi mind development. Then I decided to first set the book for some of you. But before I send it out for the first set, I used my handphone to WhatsApp the three important pages for you all to read first. The five stages of Bodhi mind development is to realize, The five stages of Bodhi mind development to realize Sammasambuddhahood is clearly listed in those pages, page 39 to 40 of this book. And this book came about because of Sister Yun Chan. You should thank her. She went to Taiwan. I think she went to Pakistan and found that book very interesting. Then she came and suddenly said, Bertio, the method of no method by Sun Yan Fa Si, very interesting, so she passed to me. So when I read through, that's where I found the five stages of Bodhi mind development. Then very strange, you know, meant to be will be her. That's like that type of book also cannot be her. So a lot of things in life, in nature, manifest in its own amazing and wonderful way. When you have the condition, the causes and conditions to receive them, they will appear, they will come. Like Eckhart Tolle said, the book wants to come up. So if it's that condition behind, then causes and conditions will unfold. Like he said when he wrote the book, The Power of Now, he actually was not writing, it was something inside him writing. You know, like the book want to come out. So all this are part and parcel of nature's condition. Then I read on a bit more. When you take the Bodhisattva vow, the first stage of Bodhi mind development is to aspire sincerely to walk this way so that the seed of Bodhi is planted deep in your consciousness. So this first step is not difficult, isn't it? Is there any danger? There is none. So forget about what people tell you. Those who don't understand, they put fear into people. They say, don't play, play. Taking the Bodhisattva vow is a serious matter. We are in eons and eons of cultivation, meaning the ego is there, delusion is there. And the fear that arises is from the thought, which has delusion. And these people who say all these things are not much different from those rigid Theravada Buddhists who doesn't believe in Mahayana teaching, and they go around telling people that the Mahayana teaching is not the real teaching or not the authentic teaching. You do this and put fear into all the potential aspirant who wants to walk the Bodhisattva way, to plant the seed of Bodhi, then do you know what will happen to you? You will have this karmic obstruction. You will be obstructed from receiving Mahayana teaching for many, many lives to come. That's the reason why recently there were at least two or three Kayamita who came and talked to me about this matter because of what they heard and read from other sources. They said going this way is very dangerous, they were told. There's a lot of things you cannot realize and do. And there is also a lot of restriction too. Some even quote the sutta. So all this happened five or 6 years ago, right, when I first actually introduced all this thing. Because that retreat, I remember, they originally wanted to take ready the Bodhisattva vow. Then on that day, suddenly a few of them, they say, Bertio, I want to withdraw. Bertio, then I say, it's okay. Why? Oh, then they tell me one by one, privately, they come and tell me. Some say they heard all these things. Then one of them, I remember from Penang, he said, my husband don't allow me to take. Oh, that was a serious one. Oh, but finally, she take. So a lot of things. So a lot of this hesitant, fear, worry, or like people pour cold water. You know why? Because of their coming obstruction. This condition for one to receive the Bodhisattva precepts, to go the way of the Bodhisattva way, is not easy. We are receiving the precept itself is limitless marriage. You cannot imagine that type of marriage, like when you plant the seed of Bodhi to go this way. Because these are the causes and conditions for all Samasambuddha who started. They plant the seed of Bodhi, then they fulfill. So once they fulfill, they become Samasambuddha, and along the way they have actually take across limitless beings, and they are a blessing to all whenever they arise. So taking the Bodhisattva vow is very unique. Okay, then I read on a bit more. Then a lady say, I'm not ready, I don't have the type of quality. Then I reply, please do understand that all these are from the thought telling you this is not wisdom. What you have to reflect or contemplate is, what have you got to lose by making all this aspiration and taking the four basic vow? Do you understand? Because when you make all this aspiration for the right view and all the right understanding and taking the basic four basic vow, they are all very wholesome, no negativity. So, like the Kalama Sutta, if the advice that is given, you reflect, if you follow, does it hurt you or harm you? Does it hurt others or harm others? Not only it doesn't hurt you and harm you, it is an extension of the normal five precepts, taking refuge and all those things of a normal cultivator. This one is you vow. after developing all the understanding or the essential Dhamma, so that life after life, whenever you arise, you will have this understanding to support you to fulfill your vow. Then when you plant the seed of Bodhi deep into your consciousness, deep into your nature, this will be activated. Then it will arise when you take birth in future civilization or in different era. So all this, unless you have the understanding, yeah, you will not be able to develop them. And the four basic vow also didn't say you cannot do this, you cannot do that. It is no different from just taking the precepts, except now you vow to an understanding which is even more beautiful. So I will give you this book, yeah, to those who have the understanding, condition, and affinity to receive it. Yunchan, you have the original book, isn't it? Yeah. So all this, yeah, was in the past, before this blue book come out also. Before I share the Bodhisattva way and all those things, yeah, that time I just introduced. Yeah, there were causes and conditions. That's why it happened. Yeah? Okay. Now I continue from where we stopped. Huh? Just now I stopped at the illumination there. Silent illumination. Yeah? Go back to page 96. The purpose of all this is to terminate affliction, meaning suffering, self-importance or sakkayadity, grasping and clinging. We do all this so that we will be in a better position to help others, to be a blessing to all. We use the above essential Dhamma cultivation and wisdom to cut off all vexation in ourselves and help others do the same. In so doing, we realize renunciation and compassion, which is none other than the Bodhi mind. That's the reason why when you are no longer deluded, you don't cling, you don't attach, but you have the wisdom. And that is also the reason why you can renounce all the illusion. In the Avatamsaka Sutra, or the Flower Ornament Sutra of Huayanjing, there is this phrase, when the Bodhi Chitta or Bodhi mind is generated, one ultimately attains Buddhahood. That's why you need to plant the seed of Bodhi, so that it can arise the causes and conditions for you to be reminded of this cultivation, this vow that you have taken, and understanding of all this important right view and beautiful Dhamma life after life. This is the teaching of awakened mind, entering the path of Buddhahood, arousing Bodhi mind. Maybe much, or it may be little, but it is an accomplishment. Yeah, this first step is very important. You may not fulfill this path completely, but you have at least gained a strong foothold, and you are certain to attain Buddhahood in the future. In that sense, one attains Buddhahood when Bodhicitta or the Bodhi mind is generated. Someone who gives rise to Bodhicitta or Bodhi mind and also vow to benefit the living being is a Bodhisattva. Then we come to the stages of Bodhi mind development. This is the one that I want to share with you all tonight. Arousing Bodhi mind establishes one on the path to Buddhahood, but it is still an embryonic Bodhi mind, embryonic aspiration to Buddhahood. According to the Maha Prajna Paramita Sutta, the Great Perfection of Wisdom Sutta, complete Buddhahood is realized after you have fulfilled all the five stages of Bodhi mind development. Then I will read through the five Bohemian development. What is the first stage of Bohemian development? It is the Bohemian that first aspire to become Buddha. We are making the resolve or aspiration sincerely with faith, and you are willing to persevere to realize it. So the first stage of Bohemian development or cultivation is to determine to make that aspiration and affirmation, to plant the first seed of Bohi, to walk this way, for you have nothing to lose. Then you can go on to develop wisdom through your cultivation of the four basic vow. Then when you have developed the wisdom, what will happen? The Bohi mind that subdues affliction will arise, which means you are able to subdue all affliction, meaning no more suffering, meaning you are already wise. Hence, you are no longer deluded by the phenomenal world, the conditioned world. This is the second stage of Bohemian development. Because the first basic vow is what? The Bodhisattva vow to take across the limitless suffering beings. Okay? And because of that, you develop this condition for you to come back even after you have become enlightened, arahant, and beyond. Because that is out of love and compassion for living beings. That's why you have the causes and conditions to come. But when you come, you need a form of mind, understand that? So that one is a pure thought or a pure virtue born of your vow. So that pure consciousness, they can arise. They don't need ignorant avijja to condition the rebirth consciousness. So this, what they call pure mind, pure thought become your rebirth consciousness, where it's out of love and compassion. You make this vow. Understand? So that love, that compassion is the pure thought. But the form and mind, karmically conditional, you already have the karmic nature. Understand? That's how it can arise. You don't need avijja. Follow the law of karma to arise. Okay? So it is. Hopefully. Then what is the second basic vow? You vow to severe all suffering and dissection. That's how you will cultivate and develop that perfection or fulfillment of that vow. And to do that, you must have renunciation. So renunciation is a very powerful perfection. When you can renounce everything, you don't suffer that. True or not? It's only when you cannot renounce everything you suffer with. So here, the perfection of renunciation is not just ordained and become monk. You know? It's the way you understand renunciation. You renounce everything that is within the existential world, the conditioned world. Not only all phenomena, all duality, all thought-based creation. You have to renounce. If you have emotion, feeling, you cannot renounce. You will attach and cling to many things. Your loved ones, your prized possession, things that you hold on to dearly. There are a lot of things within the conditioned world can lure you and get you into affliction. That's why when you vow, the second basic vow, to severe, endure and severe all the section of suffering, that basic vow is very powerful. Okay? That's why the second Bohemian development can arise. So this second Bohemian development is something that you will need when you want to go the Bodhisattva way. It's only when you can free your mind of all suffering, perception, Then only you can do this work. Otherwise, you can't. Okay? Then we move on. Where was I? Then the third stage is the Bodhi mind that illuminates our Buddha nature as enlightenment. This one not easy. This one is liao liao jian xing. Understand? Other day you write on the whiteboard. So the Bodhi mind that illuminates Buddha nature as enlightenment. Liao liao jian xing means you must stabilize your sati, your awareness nature, until that one become very, very stable. Understand? Liao liao jian xing means you not only awaken, but you manage to illuminate that nature within. Your true nature within until it becomes so clear, which means you connect to the gateway. Understand? The gateway to your nature. You manage to locate it. Then only you can go in. You are able to transform and illuminate the nature within. You know how to use it to cultivate, to develop the wisdom and the understanding. That's the reason why the third stage will make you a true bodhisattva. The gateway cultivation via trust, you will do later on in the cultivation, unless you have your past cultivation and condition to support you. That's why in the early day, I used to tell you all, the fourth support, trust, you don't have to do now. This one, only those going the bodhisattva way, they will do. For the sainthood way, the first three support is enough. And the third stage is very powerful. After this, you will never regress. Yeah, you can never fall already on after that. So, then after that, you move on to cultivate the Bodhi mind that renounces samsara. Well, by then, you know samsara is nothing. Samsara is just the existential world's birth and death. But there is he no you, he no me, he no others. And everything within the existential world is not what you think. That's why they have this understanding and they are willing to come. And it's very rewarding, very wonderful. That's why this fourth stage of Bodhi mind development, Bodhi mind that renounces samsara means samsara got no problem anymore. So why you worry about eons and eons and eons? Understand? Your every coming is so rewarding. Where you come with the Bodhi mind, with such understanding, you still don't want to come. You choose to come with the deluded mind, like normal people. Means you have to come, otherwise you got no choice. The law of karma, condition. Your segmented birth and death. That's why you were forever like a traveler in space and time, samsara, taking eternal birth and death. So all this led to suffering. So the bodhisattva vow, the five stages of Bodhi mind development is very beautiful. When you understand, this is what you really treasure and look for. This means you already know samsara is just for my mind, not me, no reality. That's the reason why you will renounce samsara. You won't be afraid of it anymore. You won't worry about it anymore, even when the thought tells you. The way may take aeons and aeons of cultivation. So how to take it? How to walk this way? It's crazy. That is just the thought telling you. That's the reason why the deluded one, they're not doing. Because they don't understand. But at the fourth stage, this delusion is no more. That's the reason why it can renounce samsara. For samsara is just a phenomenal world of consciousness. Condition arising, cause of phenomena. You must know how to come That's the reason why one of my teacher told me, if you know how to come, you will know how to return. You can return to the source. If you don't know how to come, then what will happen? All these are due to your delusion, because you don't know who you are and how you come. Who take you here? Basically, it's a law of karma, which is your inverted comma good friends takes you here. Pure delusion. And every life you come, you also don't know what is going on because of your security, self-delusion. You only complain, 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 have worry, fear, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, etc. to pay back your karma. Then every time, blame. Why am I like that? Why is God so unfair? Why am I so unlucky? But in the past, when you do all those nonsense to people earlier on, you don't question yourself the same way. But when karma hit back at you, yeah, you reap what you sow, you complain, and you cannot understand why you are so miserable. Why is everything not right? You make other people miserable and fearful because you don't have the right thought, right understanding or sympathy towards them, to your own delusion and selfishness. You heedlessly continue to do all this karmic evil, and life after life, when you come, you have to pay back all this karmic debt. So now you understand. Huh? That's why this book you must read, to remind you, as we say, when you understand this deeply, you will never go back the whole way. Never, never. But unless you go through this understanding, then you will plant the seed of Bodhi and go all out to cultivate this Bodhisattva way. Okay, the last one. So this five stages of Bodhi mind development are very beautiful. The last stage is the Bodhi mind that develops the consummate. Yeah? Means Bodhi mind that has fulfilled what it wants to fulfill. Means the Bodhi mind of the consummate, which means you have reached the pinnacle of wisdom and compassion, or completed the Buddhahood training and cultivation and perfection. Meaning you have completed the cultivation of the 10 perfection. So Master Sun Yan asks, where do we stand in these five stages of Bodhi mind development or Bodhisattva training? Ask yourself, which stage are you? Even the first stage is already so wonderful, you understand? You have nothing to lose. To make the aspiration to go this way also you don't want. And you listen to the thought that tell you all the foolish things. Understand? Frightening your own self because of your own coming obstruction. Those who understand can see, they know. But what can they do? You created the condition for obstruction. So for those who have the condition and have the faith, you become different. Okay? So can I understand? Yeah, let's reach out. Huh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay. Yeah, 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 yeah. There's a Yun Chan many first. Huh? Huh? You didn't hear? You have many first. The method or no method? And you are the first to call me out, my nature, to come and share. And you are the one that bring the book. Oh. That's why I say you're the chosen one. You don't believe early on. Now you believe. Chosen one, to create those conditions. Understand? That's why I say her parami, she don't know how to use it. Do you realize that everything that happened after he asked me to come out to share, he reaped the merits, you know, no? Because of him, all these things happen, you know? So where can you find one thing? It's like Pusi and Pusa. First, to invite the Sammasambuddha to share the Dhamma, you know? But you're not so fierce like Samantra, Bhadra, Bodhisattva. You know, this one not Sammasambuddha yet. But at least you get somebody who has the Dhamma to come. Understand? So it's a mini similarity like Pusi and invite the great beings to come out to share. There are a lot of things need to go through you. That's why you have a lot of meeting. Then the only thing is your karmic training in the past is different. You didn't have that ability to absorb this type of direct teaching, the true Dhamma. You were so conditioned by a lot of this thought-based thing. So because of that, these are the karmic conditions that prevent you from understanding. Do you know that? But don't worry, evoke power of merits. Will you have a lot spiritual merits as well? Evoke. And then be sincere. Then, with the faith, strongly make the vow, the adhita. Then sincerely, through understanding, faith, walk this way, persevere. Then everything will happen. Then, of course, you have to ask for forgiveness from all beings. That's what you must do. Then follow the yellow card to ask for forgiveness. So if you do this seriously, you will break the coming obstruction. Then you will move. Yeah. Okay? Yeah. Okay. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So now let us get ready. Yeah? So I'll read to you all the preliminary. Yeah? Okay. Let us do it together. Yeah? Okay, maybe I read this part first before we take the vow proper. Page 103. Number 3 is what happened. We start to take the vow. Before that, the first 2 I will read to you. Yeah, this is what Mahayana normally do. So taking the Bodhisattva vow, page 103, the blue book. Now we shall prepare ourselves, develop the faith, sadha, and the virya, and then mindfully, we will do this together. I will read it to you, the preparatory part first. So this is to prepare you to take this vow. Well, most people don't have the understanding. So you listen. As is traditional, you may seek out a Buddhist center or a temple or a shrine and take the Bodhisattva vow in the presence of a teacher. Or if you cannot do so, you can take them at home in front of your sacred shrine. Which means, after you have taken this one, or for those who already taken, they know, you have to stabilize it. You have to make it into a very, very strong vow, so that it will like plant the seed of Bodhi deep into your nature. That every life, whenever you arise, whether Sasana or no Sasana, this Bodhi mind can be activated. That it will surface. It will shine forth. It will create the causes and conditions for you to move because of your vow. You understand? So as is traditional, you may seek out a Bodhi center or temple or shrine, which is what we are here, Sampo temple. That's why I like to do it here. We are here, all the Buddha, the great being, the Bodhisattva, their nature are here. That's why just now in the morning salutation, I invited all. I help you all to pay respect to all. Then with this, we can actually move on to the next one. Then you must do this. One must make strong aspiration Yeah, do it now. To take this Bodhisattva vow will create determined faith, understanding, and sincerity in front of the Buddha or any great Bodhisattva who had gone forth before you. So just now we already recited homage to so many of them. Yeah. So you do it. Huh? Now you do it. Make the strong aspiration to take this Bodhisattva vow with great determined faith, via understanding and sincerity in front of all these four Pusana, the Buddha and all the great Maha Bodhisattva who have gone forth before us. Yeah. Oh, you can like it first. Huh? This is preliminary. Huh? Come and like. Tio and Pamasuri. Yeah, my wife also. Got how many can there? Four. Eight for you. Thank you. Good, light the candle. Because before we take, we have to make offering to the altar first. Then the rest rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Because it's very wholesome. Eh? And we have also changed some flowers, fruits and all those things. So this one is for our common fund, Kayamita fund. Yeah, you can go back. That's it. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, I will read on that. Oh, that time I did it here. Huh? The vow I did it here. No wonder. Oh. No, this is transcript. I must have done it here because the next line you I read through, you understand. You know what I told you all that day? Right? That was 2017, you know. Or 2018, I forgot already. Tonight, we have all the great beings' nature here. Sakyamuni Buddha, Amitabha Buddha, Maitreya Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, Pusen Pusa, Ti Sang Wang Pusa. Then just like in Yang Su Po, then the original Buddha, Viruchana, or Viruchana Buddha. So all the rest of the four Pusa that are around, and all other Mahasattva and Buddha of the 10 directions we invoke. Together in front of them, we shall make this strong resolve and aspiration to take this vow. Okay, are you all ready? Sadhu, sadhu. Here they will bear witness, all the Buddhas of the 10 directions and all the great beings. Be in the kneeling posture. Now we start. To develop the great resolve and the making of this special aspiration to walk the Bodhisattva way sincerely and with great determination and understanding. This is just to make the aspiration to go this way, not the taking of the vow as yet, but you must determine strongly with faith, understanding, sincerity. Because later on, I will explain to you how to develop the actual vow after you have made this special aspiration to walk this Bodhisattva way. Without this right view and right understanding, you cannot walk this Bodhisattva way successfully or easily. That's the reason why you must make this aspiration for you to have this understanding life after life. Now I will teach you how to invoke this aspiration. You all can recite after me, following the yellow card, the notes. Those who don't have the yellow card, you have followed the book. Nah? Let us recite our salutation first. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivadini. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho sanghang namami. Okay, let us get ready. Yeah? The taking of the Bodhisattva vow. Yeah? Making a special aspiration to walk the Bodhisattva way. Okay, together we shall make this affirmation. By the power of whatever blessings and wholesomeness that this nature of mine had cultivated from the distant past till now, may arise the causes and conditions for this nature of mine to have the following right Dhamma understanding life after life, whenever it chooses to come. Or you have to come in the form of a form and mind. Number one, the first right view. Right view with regards to the law of karma, karma niyama. Right view with regards to the law of dependent originating or the 12 links, citta niyama. And right view with regards to the four noble truths, dhamma niyama. Number two, to understand the two aspects of the five aggregates of form and mind clearly, we are the direct seeing to realize that they are all conditioned arising entity, causal phenomena, hence impermanent, leading to suffering, not me, non-self, and empty. That these so-called living beings, the five aggregates of form and mind, it's just a chemically conditioned vehicle and tool for me to come to this existential world, to develop the cultivation and experience all of the pristine beauties and wonders of life. So use it with wisdom to arise the right thoughts, right speech, and right actions to be a blessing to all and not to be deluded by it. To constantly recite the following understanding, following Dhamma profoundly. Rupang anicam, rupang anatta, vedana anicam, vedana anatta, sanya anicam, sanya anatta, sankara anicca, sankara anatta, vijnanam anicca, vijnanam anatta, sabbe sankara anicca. Sabbe sankhara dukkha, sabbe dhamma anatta. The third right view. Having developed the above right view, this nature of my vow always to keep the following three sets of pure precepts, following the advice of all Sammasambuddha. The first pure precept of a bodhisattva, this one is not the normal living being one. You undertake the trading rule to avoid all evil and to understand clearly what constitutes evil. The three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion are evil. Then the second pure precept. To cultivate all virtue and blessings leading to the perfection of them all. The third pure precept. To cultivate wisdom to help liberate and take across all living things. Okay, now is the actual basic vow. This one is very important. Compose your mind, develop the faith, then we will do it. So this is the preliminary reminder. We recite together. Just as all previous Sukhatas, the Buddha generated the Bodhi mind of enlightenment and accomplished all the stages of the Bodhisattva training. So too will this nature of mind, for the sake of all living beings, generate the Bodhi mind of enlightenment and accomplish all the stages of Bodhisattva training, so that the seed of Bodhi can be strongly planted within my nature. This nature of mind further vow with utmost sincerity, faith, and perseverance to walk to perfection this Bodhisattva way. We are taking the following initial four basic vow of a Bodhisattva. This nature of mind vow to liberate the countless living beings from samsara and take them all across to the other shore. This nature of mind vow to endure and severe all vexation and suffering. This nature of mind vow to cultivate and penetrate all Dhamma, to realize the perfection of all wisdom. This nature of mind vow to perfect the 10 parameters of perfection, to realize the unsurpassed Sama Sambuddhahood. Then turn to page 3. Additional vow to break all karmic obstruction to bring about the way. So this one, you all must do, especially Sister Yun Chan. The first additional law. If by action, speech, or thought, whether knowingly or unknowingly, via ignorance, delusion, and heedlessness, that this nature of mind had offended or done anything wrong out of the triple jack, the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, this nature of mind would like to sincerely ask for forgiveness. Then the second additional law. Whomsoever from the distant past till now, whether knowingly or unknowingly, that this nature of mind had caused any karmic negativity, misery, suffering, or misled, this nature of mind would like to sincerely ask for forgiveness from them all. May my sincere request for forgiveness be accepted by all, so that all karmic obstruction can be amicably dissolved or watered down or lessened, thereby enabling this nature of mind to continue with its cultivation to realize the true Dhamma with ease. The third additional vow. This nature of mind also vow to repent, and from now onward, vow never to repeat any of this karmic negativity born of the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. By following the advice of the Buddha, to avoid all evil, do good, and purify my mind, we are striving on with heedfulness to keep the five precepts and cultivate the Buddha Dhamma diligently, so that it will never violate the law of karma again whenever it arises. The last additional one. By the power of whatever wholesomeness or merits that this nature of mind had cultivated since the distant past until now, may arise the causes and conditions for this nature of mind to have the ability to overcome all other coming obstruction or obstacle amicably, so that this nature of mind will be able to gain back its life, life after life, to walk the path of Dhamma, to fulfill and realize all the Bodhisattva vows. Then later on is the additional miscellaneous vow to enhance our cultivation. This nature of my vow to be successful in fulfilling all my above vows sooner as possible. To cultivate strong affinity with all Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and to request their nature's blessing, protection, and guidance always. To strengthen my five spiritual faculties of Sadha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya, until they become balas of power, life after life, so that all the above vow can be successfully filled with ease. To cultivate extensively all virtue, blessings, and merits, to help support my cultivation, so that they will shine forth to aid this nature of mine, when needed in times of trials, difficulties, and tribulations, while walking the Bodhisattva way. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then we will do the closing salutation. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivadini. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghang namami. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we pay respect to the Jama. Buddhang pujemi. Dhammang pujemi. Sanghang pujemi. Okay, this concludes the Bodhisattva ceremony. No, the book came from you, the method or no method. You remember you brought it to my house. You say you went with Raymond. Then that book inside there, the five Bohemian development is inside there.
Oh.
That's where I saw it, but not explained. He just mentioned the five Bohemian development. But I know what that thing is. The moment I see, that's why I WhatsApp the three pages to you all. I even quote the page number.
Illumination.
Silent illumination. That's why I explained to you all what is illumination. It's not see light. Understand? People thought enlightenment, illumination is see light. No. Illuminate means your mind is bright and clear. Understand? Maybe wisdom light, and not the normal light. So now you understand. I asked you a question. Last time when I did this one, do you understand what I was telling and teaching you all? Oh, you can understand at that time. Wow, very good. Sadhu. You know, most people mong cha cha, first time especially. But this time when I go through again, it's so different. Isn't it? Like Tammy said, it's like the book is new to her. But she didn't hear this. But when I go through all this, it was not in the transcript yet, you know. Understand? Not? It was not in the transcript yet. But it was done. It was recorded in the retreat. No, no. No, no, it must be here because the nature energy all here cannot be in the Tuesday class house. That one is when you come and request. I did one in my Tuesday class house or so. But this book hasn't come out yet at that time. This book hasn't come out yet. Because this one is from the later on, I think. Transcript, then I put it into the book. I put it into the book. Brother Theos and all the Kamitas here, I mean, I think all of us are fortunate or have some good parami to be here. But at the same time, there are still some hindrances for some of us. And, in spite of being here, I can't really find the word. you know what I mean, like Joyce said. But our gratitude to Brother Teo for his zealousness and diligence in expounding the Dhamma to all of us. And now with the Zoom, even though some of us couldn't make it to here, people like Chi Wei and Susan and all that, they are able to come in very far.
Yes, that is true. Do you know? Those who are meant to receive this development, you understand? Huh? That's why it's not I prefer, I select who. But before I came, Pama Sui said, but the Wi-Fi here cannot run, signal very weak. You know? But suddenly we come home. They already subscribe. Ground floor, first floor. Oh, sorry, first floor, second floor. The signal so good. That's why the Zoom become possible. Everything for meant to be will be on. So you don't worry. Have faith, sincerity, then persevere. Just do. Don't worry about what the thoughts say, what people say. Forget about it. Trust your nature. When you are sincere, then you have the faith. The way will be there. That's why sincerity, faith, perseverance, these three. They will open up all the power and the Dhamma that you need to see. Okay?
So initially, even though we are broadcasting like CNN, you broadcast, but nobody's tuning in. So with Brother Teo's permission, we extended the link and all that to the Singapore Kamitas. And because they are very far away, we can't make, our thought is that they are very far away. I think the first thing that we should do is just extend to them. And then having extended, then they say, hey, what about the rest of Kamita? And okay, open up to everybody. That's why we broadcast. And from there, I think quite a few have come in. And sadhu for all the efforts by the team, Sui and Jin Hao, Brother Tune and all that. Of course, this retreat would not be possible if not for Sister Pak Masuri's organizing this and his assistance to keep
liaising with our Teng Siong Sufu and the Pa Chan Sufu.
And her diligence to keep on following up.
Because she has been like constantly in contact with me regarding the progress, then I tell her, just go ahead, don't worry. If they have the understanding or the condition for us, then just let us know. Because initially she said, well, till this year cannot really. Unofficial, maybe. Official, they decide the committee of the temple. Then the unofficial one, the window came. Then they limit the number. Then I knew already. Not all can come. But somehow, meant to be will be those who come based on the causes and conditions, especially Karen. First day, already tested, positive. So she has to actually go to the room, but the room got Wi-Fi. So she had joy, she connected. So no matter what your condition is, even you have that type of very minor affinity, but the moment you come, you have the faith, you will still benefit. Understand? That's why, although in quarantine, she still rejoices and follow the course. So all this is like nature's condition. You can never understand unless you have that cultivation, that sensitivity. Then for me, my nature, I echo and flow, I don't do anything. That's why when Sui An come and approach me on surrendering, I say, yeah, refer to Dr. J, we got a doctor for his advice and all those things. So that's what we did. And when Jayanta came, I think that night itself, he designed the three that stay in the same room, Tammy, Po Cheng and the sister, they go to the other room. And the fourth day, was it yesterday, only Tammy positive turned out. Then because of that, the roommate with her also had to make a decision whether to go back or not. Then Sui Han told me, this is what protocol.
Risk management
protocol of company. So he said that three of them, he verified that the three of you will make decision before 6:30. And finally, Sian told me they have called the driver. They said, come in. And suddenly, I think the non-human alerted angry. Oh, I missed the Bodhi Sattva, but they request for football. I sure agree with him. We are meant to be where she has the faith. And the others also benefit. Those going back, the seven of them, the other six. So that's why Tammy yesterday, so they're very happy. But I don't know Han and Po Ching know or not. Are they locked in?
They are in.
Sadhu, Rijas. Well, I scared they got no Wi-Fi and they missed this one. Okay.
She's supposed to wake up at 6:45, so I alerted.
Oh, good.
Okay, the very lastly, all this would not be possible without the support and extended to all of us, and the gratitude to Pa Chan Sufu and Teng Chen Sufu and all the
members. Temple committee and all those things.
So shall we say sadhu?
Yeah. Sadhu. Also, you should have gratitude towards all the four Pusa and the Buddha of all the 10 directions that help witness your taking of the Bodhisattva vow. So you thank them for their blessing, protection and guidance, and you make requests by the power of whatever merits that you have cultivated or developed. Since the day you have this understanding until now, may arise the causes and conditions for them, their nature, to continue to bless, protect and guide this form and mind of yours, life after life, until fulfillment of Sammasambuddhahood. You should make the resolve. Then, without you knowing, because you have this understanding, you make the request through power of merit, you will manifest one. That's why I realize my nature, a lot of great beings and the Buddhas, especially Kuan Yin, protect, guide, and help my nature a lot. Bless, protect, and guide. So all this, you can actually do it so that you can also progress faster based on this understanding. Yeah, my nature went through. What my nature went through, I can share with you. Then later on, you all can improve on it, evolve it further, or modify it in whatever ways that suit your nature. Because everyone is different. Everyone has their unique cultivation way. Okay?
On behalf of the seven of us going back, we would like to ask for forgiveness. If by body speech of mind we have done anything wrong or we didn't do something we're supposed to do, we sincerely ask for forgiveness from Brother Theo and all the Kamitas, and especially to Sister Pana Suri for all the inconvenience that we have caused.
Yeah. No problem. Sadhu.
Lastly, by the power of all our merits and wholesomeness, we wish all of you a good retreat. Smooth and retreat until the end of the retreat. Same journey back to
Fruitful. Fruitful retreat. Fruitful
retreat. May your path, your cultivation, the path of the cultivation be speedy, and you attain whatever you seek.
Sad. Yeah, Baba Suri, yes.
Hello. Good morning, Brazil and yeah. Panel Minister.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm very scared that people seek forgiveness from me. Actually, I have my shortcomings also. But whatever that happened is meant to be, and is also a training for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I apologize for all my shortcomings and impatience. And after so many years of doing all this, I think this is very unexpected. Very, very unexpected. I would like to share a Zen analogy with you.
Sadhu.
This is a nun shared with me. She said, all the cultivators are the, like the potatoes with all the muds. All the muds. So the teacher put all the potato in a big pail, pour water and stir the potato. So all the potatoes will rub against each other and the mud will fall out from the potatoes, and the potato between. We are like the potatoes that, you know, that we have to rub against each other, and we will learn from each other, then purify, and along the path, we walk to the path together.
Mm. Thank you, Sandra.
May there be enough water for all the potatoes.
Actually, the potato means you are like kayamitas and the sana. You counsel, support, and motivate each other. So together, you develop the cultivation. You walk the path of Dhamma. Because all sorts of potatoes will go in, means your imina, punyang, kamina, you make for fun. To avoid the foolish, we are those foolish. You shouldn't actually you should avoid, because the danger of not able to avoid the foolish is explained clearly in the Mangala Sutta. Associate with the wise, avoid the foolish. It's written there. Because if you don't avoid the foolish, I tell you, the healers are, they can influence you and condition you and create havoc in you. That's why when you make the aspiration, you must also put in an additional line. Have the ability to recognize the wise and the foolish. Otherwise, you don't know who the foolish and the wise. You make aspiration to meet out the Buddha. You meet, you don't know, you cannot recognize. Understand? You want to recognize. But when you have mindfulness, stability, or awareness nature, you can know one. You look, you know, they are still heedless. They are still doing all the heedless, foolish thing, deluded thing. Okay? Yeah. So, yeah.
Good morning, Brazil and all parameters. I think we are supposed to pause for this for breakfast, but before we continue, go down for our breakfast, I'd like to I don't know, I have this feeling since yesterday on the channel on my panel.
Yeah, sure, do it now. Mm.
So I do 20 times. Namo Ta Sada Bai Jiu Gu Chino Quang Ta Ling Ka Quang Sui Phu Sa Namo Ta Sada Bai Jiu Gu Chiu Nai Quang Ta Ling Ka Quang Sui Phu Sa Namo Ta Sada Bai Jiu Gu Chiu Nai Quang Ta Ling Ka Quang Sui Phu Sa. Om mani padme hum. Om mani padme hum. Om mani padme hum.
Good morning, Sukhiyauti and Amitofo from my sister Han and sister Po Ching. Virgil, we want to give three bows of respect to you.
Yeah. Sadhu. You can do it from there. Don't worry. You don't have to be in front.
Yes, we also want to say our thanks because we are very fortunate that we have the opportunity to make the Bodhisattva vow. I was so happy yesterday when Sister Sui and Brother Sian told us.
Yeah.
And then we were excited, and my sister also very excited. She actually tested, she wanted to test how to log in because she never had Zoom. Maybe your network with Vibra Tio class. Anyway, I have the old message that Sister Sui sent, you know. We just use that to log in, and it was very successful. Very successful. It's just that we were not sure whether the internet connection will break down or not.
Very good.
But it was very smooth. I also logged in just in case it doesn't work with my login. But anyway, it went out very smoothly, and we are very happy. Sad. And towards the end, when Sister Ingbi did the Om Mani Padme Hum, I was so emotional. I was in tears.
All this is meant to be.
I was so in tears towards the end of it.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank all Payamitas for being so caring for us and the queue room, the what other room is that now? For Sister Karen. So we were very touched by Brother Suyan for all the support group that he created for us, you know. And more importantly also Brother Kok Lun.
My
sister was so touched.
Sammy
also very touched.
Sadhu.
I mean the genuine, sincere caring for us. And he's so fast, he's so speedy, he do everything so fast. We were like, every time we think of him, he's appear in front of us, you know. You know, can you imagine, we talk about him only, he come in front of us, you know. Very amazing how come he's like so busy here and not so busy upstairs doing the meditation or doing
He sacrifices a lot. He go down earlier, come back later.
I told him not to worry, not to worry. You'll be blessed and you will have good meditation, you know.
Yeah,
yeah.
No problem. Yeah, all this also recorded. So on your way back, when you reach home, you all can still log in, connect to Zoom, and you can still follow. No problem. So Yan, they also say, seven of you all are going back. So
yes.
Maybe Pama Sri have to inform the kitchen, dinner, lunch, no need so many. Okay.
Then the other thing, Baratio, here over here, I was also very surprised. We have a Konyam also, Konyam Rupang, you know.
Oh, Sadhu, yeah.
Yeah, so I was saying, hey, so interesting, there's Konyam for us also.
Yeah.
Actually,
Konyam's nature is very, very compassionate, very beautiful, very unique.
And when Sister Ing Bi do the chanting, it's flowing out, you know.
Yeah. There was one retreat, you can remember now, Joyce was here. Something went into her with a message. Then he suddenly came and chanted the Om Mani Padme Hum so loud. You know? Then later I asked him, he said, the first one was not he heard, something else, very loud. Then after that, the chanting went on. That chanting was beautiful. They want us to chant. They want us to chant. So that you all have affinity on you.
Yes. Thank you for everything. And we enjoy our retreat. It's a very different retreat for us. And but I think we did pretty well. And everybody is kind of like, despite the so-called quarantine or lockdown, we are well taken care of.
And also you have to understand, actually during this pandemic you cannot have an official retreat here, so our unofficial is already a special waiver. Then now you can understand why Patan Supu and the Temple People Committee is very worried when people come. Because we come, we stay same room, we travel in the same transport. One canal, it can spread us out. So like Suyang say, risk management, then we also take into consideration Jayanta's advice or whatever he actually advises. Then all this become a decision. But I told them, let you all make your own decision. Explain to you all what is the situation, then you all make your own decision. So the decision turned out to be beautiful, meant to be. Because like Suyan say, if you test the positive, you at least 5-6 days to clear. By the time you clear, instead of quarantine here, you might say, go back and Zoom from house and have all the facility, the medical care and all those things. So I think it's a good decision. So anyway, wish you all a safe journey. Then, sadhu to you all for your faith, your whatever wholesomeness that you have developed. And may all this wholesomeness pave the way for you all to realize your good and noble wishes as soon as possible. May your bodhisattva vow take off and become beautiful. Sadhu, sadhu,
sadhu. Kanan, Brother Teo.
Yeah.
And everybody.
Kanan, yeah, sadhu.
And all the great beings.
Yeah. Sadhu. Okay. Thank you. So, no more. We go down.
I'm sorry, just one short announcement.
Okay.
Apart from the Zoom, Sister Sui and I, we have created, uploaded all the recorded into the talk to the YouTube. I already sent out the list, the link of all the talks in the WhatsApp group, you see.
Okay.
So you can,
you can watch it. If you want to listen to it again and watch the video, you can just log in. The link is in the MyKayaMita. Okay, sadhu. Pay respect, then we go down for breakfast.